how do you communicate with your ex's family? If you have a really good relationship with them and you trust them, probably y'all are texting and calling each other. Great. Hallelujah. That is wonderful. What if you don't? They're not in talking parents, most likely. It's just you and your ex-partner or whatever your co-parenting app is. So really being intentional and thinking about, what am I comfortable with communication? Do I want it in all writing? And so that would be text or email. Am I comfortable with, right? So it's the kid's birthday and the grandparents are calling and wishing them a happy birthday, or you're going to wish them a happy birthday or a happy Mother's Day to grandma or whatever. So really being intentional and thinking through for you what you would like that to look like. Welcome to the Rising Beyond podcast, where you can find hope and healing after a toxic or abusive relationship. I'm Sybil Cummin, a licensed professional counselor specializing in working with victims and survivors of domestic violence and narcissistic abuse, including the youngest witnesses. Over the past decade, I have been honored to witness victims move to survivors and then to thriving in their lives. If you feel alone in your healing process, are dealing with the onslaught of post-separation abuse, or just needing some validation that you are not crazy, you are in the right place. What role should extended family play in your life, in your child's life, after divorcing your abusive ex-partner? We're going to touch on that because these things can be really messy. There's a lot to it. And so welcome to the Rising Beyond podcast. I'm Sybil Cummin. I'm the creator of the Rising Beyond podcast and the Rising Beyond community. And let's talk about all of these other people that may either play a role, positive or negative, or they are also affected by the separation of the family, and it will affect your kids. And so I was asked a couple of questions when I have polled my audience about what they'd like to learn about. And this was something that came up, is kind of more specific questions. So I'm talking more generalities than these specific questions, but on what role does your ex-partner's family get to play in your child's life? What role can your family play in your child's life? How can you make it as nice and friendly, I don't know a better term, but how can you kind of decrease conflict there if there's conflict? So there's a lot of complications here. And yeah, it does affect extended family. And I have actually heard that this is a reason for some of victims and survivors I've worked with that prevented them from initially leaving, because they had this fear, actually several fears. So one is that their abuser's family was going to have more access to their child, where they are no longer the buffer to keep their children safe in these situations. But also this fear that is based somewhat in reality, where their children then would be prevented from having a relationship with their family. Right? So that is a threat that is legitimate sometimes. An abusive partner, right? Their goal is to isolate you so you have no support, no help. And they may have threatened your extended family in some way, or threatened to keep your kids from them, or, you know, whatever it might be. And so this does show up. And I see it show up in positive ways and in negative ways. So let's take a look at your extended family and how they can be involved, at your ex's extended family, how they might be involved. And again, there's no right or wrong answer, right? I can't say, oh, step one, step two, step three, and then everything is lovely and hunky-dory. But I think it is really helpful to have this discussion because there are these other people that are involved. So first and foremost, I want you to assess the safety of the people in your extended family that will have contact with your kids or with you. So whose back did they have when maybe you told them about the separation or you told them about the abuse? So did your parents believe you? And I'm saying parents, this can be aunts, uncles, siblings, right? All the things. But I'm just going to use like the grandparents as who I'm talking about today. Did they believe you? Did they tell you to work it out? Right? What was their response? Have they been abusive to you in any capacity in the past? Do you have a safe connection with them? Have they, had that conditional strings attached love where you have to perform in order to earn their love? Right? So what does your relationship with your extended family look like? On the flip side, what is your relationship with your ex's family, extended family? And what is your ex's relationship with their extended family? So guess what? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree very often. Usually they have, and you can't see this, but I'm doing little air quotes. Usually your ex-partner has a quote unquote role model in their home that they learned from. Someone else who they learned that in order to get your needs met and get your wants met, you manipulate and can harm other people, right? So what do their relationships look like? Has there been abuse in that relationship? Maybe they were really supportive of you. Maybe they know who their kid is and they want to make sure that your kids are safe and they have offered support. So there's a lot of nuance here that you are the best person to assess this, right? Not those of us on the outside. You know what it felt like when maybe you are married or you were married to them and you're going through a divorce. What was it like when you were first brought into the relationship? Were you accepted? Did you feel some sort of way that you had to act a specific way, or did the whole family put you down because maybe you don't have a college degree and everyone in their family has a college degree? Like, you're not good enough. How were you received? How do they treat your children? Do you believe that they will put your child's safety over everything else? Because that is what's most important. Are they psychologically safe? Do they match some of your values on parenting? And again, that safety piece for your kids. What types of support are they willing to offer you? Right? So they may not understand at all what you're going through. And they may in your family dynamic, you don't talk about these things. It's possible. But they are happy to go help pick your kids up after school. Okay. As long as they are psychologically safe and physically safe, great. Thank you. Right? So I have an entire episode on kind of assessing the people in your circle and how to bring them further into your circle or how to keep them further outside of your circle. That is episode 19. So an oldie but goodie on how to kind of ask yourself these questions. So there's even more specific questions in there and things you're looking for. But so that really is kind of the first step when you're making any decisions about extended family, is just assess your safety with them. And I'm talking about physical safety, emotional safety, all those kinds of things. And remember, it's part of, at least in Colorado, and I assume in other areas, that it's part of like the statute that judges look at when making decisions. So they look at, what relationships does the child have, with extended family? If that's not the language in the statute, but that's basically what they're looking at. And can you help keep the important people in your child's life, right? So if you get most of the visitation time and decision-making, will it be important for your child to still maintain a relationship with their grandparents on the other side? It may be, right? So you need to be able to look at those things and potentially be able to offer those things, especially if your ex does not have a good relationship with their family. And again, always a caveat is that these people we're talking about are safe. So if you can do that and you can have a business-like relationship with this other family, at least, if not better, great. Then let's do that. So the other thing I just want to put out there, it's not a huge deal or issue with most of these cases because the statute doesn't quite fit the cases that I work with here and your case probably, but there is something called grandparents' rights, grandparents' civil rights, and they do have the rights to request visitation with their grandchildren. I think most states have something like this in their statutes. However, it is typically meant more for different situations. So if one parent passes away, their parents, like the grandparents on that side, can have access to the kids if they need to, or if you were never married and so there's not the same type of court orders, then sometimes they can, and you're like refusing to have your child see the grandparents, they can file something to get visitation. It doesn't come up a whole heck of a lot though in our cases, but I just wanted to put that out there. But let's look at what role do these grandparents sometimes play? I mean, the biggest one that I see is like special occasions, right? There's special occasions, you know, for Christmas, for holidays, for birthdays, for Mother's Day, Father's Day, all of these special occasions. Those are the times when there's typically contact with extended family, maybe longer vacations over the summer. Like I went to West Texas to hang out with my grandparents in Midland, Texas over the summer for a week or two. So those are things that we need to look at. And if they are psychologically safe, how can we keep those things as important to your kids' lives? Because it can be really helpful for your kiddos to have that. And believe me, it will cause so much conflict if you don't. So again, caveat that they are safe. So what is in your parenting plan about these special occasions? Do you alternate years for Christmas or Hanukkah or Thanksgiving, whatever that might be? How can you communicate this with extended family? So it's your job to communicate with your family, and it's their job to communicate with their family. And remember, we have no control over other people. So we hope that they're communicating in a way where they're understood and it's pretty specific and laid out. Not always likely, but that's the goal. So we can focus on how we are communicating with our parents or our extended family. So letting them know, like, this is what is in our parenting plan. So on years when we have them, this is what I would like. On years that we don't have them, we're going to have our holiday celebration the weekend before or the weekend after. And this is how I'd like you to be involved. Right? Because if they don't know, they can't be a part of the plan, basically. And then it's also important to communicate if there's any topics that are not appropriate conversation, right? Questions they shouldn't ask your kids because it makes your kids uncomfortable, right? So having this open communication is really, really important with your side. But that brings up, how do you communicate with your ex's family? If you have a really good relationship with them and you trust them, probably y'all are texting and calling each other. Great. Hallelujah. That is wonderful. What if you don't? They're not in talking parents, most likely. It's just you and your ex-partner or whatever your co-parenting app is. So really being intentional and thinking about, what am I comfortable with communication? Do I want it in all writing? And so that would be text or email. Am I comfortable with, right? So it's the kid's birthday and the grandparents are calling and wishing them a happy birthday, or you're going to wish them a happy birthday or a happy Mother's Day to grandma or whatever. So really being intentional and thinking through for you what you would like that to look like. And just keep monitoring. Does it feel safe? Does it feel effective? Is it working? Right? And if not, then you can make some changes to it. Is your ex going to make you go through them to talk to their parents? Maybe. Highly likely in a lot of cases. And that as one of my people says, one of our community members says, not my circus, not my monkey, right? You can only do what you can do. And so you can send that talking parents of, hey, you know, child would really like to call grandma on her birthday. Can you facilitate, or can I facilitate, or, you know, how would you like that to happen, right? Whatever it needs to be. So then you're going to have that communication in your co-parenting app. So yeah, that communication piece can be really yucky. I think it's important to discuss your boundaries. And before you discuss your boundaries, you just need to really be sure of what they are in this moment. Can they change? Yes. If they become really harassing, or they start talking crap about you to your kids, that's not appropriate. If they start shaming your kids because they're not seeing their dad more, they're not calling their dad more, that's not okay. That's not psychologically safe. And that might be something that you need to bring up as a concern or as an issue. So making sure that you know kind of your line in the sand, what you want your kids' relationship to be like with extended family on both sides. I would say, you know, I was thinking of like your ladder of care is really important. Very often the grandparents are the number one people in your ladder of care. And what I'm talking about in ladder of care of is like, if you're not available because you're going to a work conference, who is okay to watch your kids? And you have it in your parenting plan so that your ex doesn't have their best friend who is an alcoholic watching your kids, right? That's not allowed. So in your ladder of care, you just come up with the safe people that can provide care for your kids. So you can have that in a parenting plan. And so if your parents are in the parenting plan, and it is maybe you don't even like your ex's parents, like you hate them, but if they're safe enough and you have no evidence to show that they're not safe, they're going to be in the ladder of care too. So just know it's going to go both ways. If you're trying to keep his parents out of the loop, he's going to want to keep your parents out of the loop. So just, again, being aware of that, but knowing your boundaries up front. And again, remember, we have no control over other people. We only have control over how we do things, how we present, how we're responding. And so a lot of times those extended family can be flying monkeys and can harass and can do your ex-partner's bidding when they can't do it. And they can further abuse, and they can be passive aggressive, all the things. And so your focus really is keeping my kids safe and communicating my boundaries and responding in a way that I feel good about. Like, that's what we can do. But I wanted to just, again, touch base on this topic. There's probably a lot more I could say on this. I had, again, some very specific requests on how to respond to certain things that I can't share here for privacy reasons, but just wanted to have a little discussion. So before we wrap up, are you subscribed to the Rising Beyond podcast? If you are not, you're not going to have these episodes sent directly to you in your podcast app. So if you want to have these upcoming episodes, we've got some good ones. We're going to be talking about co-parenting through adolescence, because that can look different. Different challenges pop up. I have an interview on strategies to mitigate all the financial challenges that come up after, like during and after divorce while you're co-parenting. You don't want to miss that. It's amazing. So subscribe just so you don't miss it. Just so that when those ones come up that you're like, oh my gosh, I have to hear that, that it's just ready for you to go. And if you think this is helpful, if you want to share it, that would be awesome too. If you think someone could benefit, I'd appreciate that as well. Quick wrap up. Your extended family will be impacted by this as well. And your kids will be impacted in relationship to their extended family. So how can we limit that impact? That's really the goal. How can we limit the impact between your child and their grandparents or other extended family? Thanks for being here with me on the Rising Beyond podcast, and I'll catch you at the next episode. If you found hope and support through this podcast, there are a few things you can do to help us continue to provide meaningful and value-packed episodes. First, you can follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're willing, while you're there, you can give us a rating and review, which will help other survivors find us so we can offer them this help as well. And if you have the means and desire to do so, you can click on the Buy Me a Coffee link and help provide a small financial contribution to the show. This allows us to spend more time and energy finding the best guests and providing the most value to you. And if you want to work with me and the Rising Beyond community, go to www.risingbeyondpc.com for details.